भद्रं कर्णीभिश्रुणुयामदेवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागुंसस्तनूभिः यशेमदेवहितं यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्षो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
सेक्शन् 4 Mantra number 2, page number 45.
Tasmai saho vacha. Yatha gargya marichayah. अर्कस्यास्तं गच्छतः सर्वा एतस्मिन् तेजो मण्डले एकी भवन्ति ताः पुनः पुनरुदयतः प्रचरन्ति एवं ह वै तत्सर्वम् परे देवे मनसि एकी भवति तेन तर्ह्येषः पुरुषो न शृणोति न पश्यति न जिघ्रति न रसयते न स्पृशते नाभिवदते नादत्ते नानन्दयते न विसृजते नेयायते स्वपितीत्याचक्षते
द फोर्थ स्टूडेंट गार्ग्यः asking the question, he is asking 5 questions. Those questions are, the first question is, etasmin purushe kani swapanti or swapati. What are the factors? Kani means what are the factors that are asleep in the person. Etasmin kasmi etasmin purushe kani swapanti swapati or swapanti asleep in the person. The second question is etasmin purushe means in this human being. Purushe means here we have to take sharire. In the second question, he asked, Shauryayani asks, Kani asmin jagrati? Asmin sharire, you have to supply. What are all organs? What are all organs or factors that are awake in that person? Who asleep? Who is sleeping? In that person, what are the organs are awake, functioning? The third question is, கதர ஏஷ தேவா ஸ்வப்னான் பஷ்யதி. தேவா மீன்ஸ் எஃபல்ஜென்ட். Which effulgent being? So effulgent, therefore we use the word being. That shows sentient in artha. Which effulgent being, seeing the dream. Who is that one sees the dreams? They don't teach all these things in the schools. Schools and colleges, they don't talk about the dreams, the sleep and all, how they, you know, what is the phenomenon happens. Only in scriptures. Because it is not possible for any author to write. Otherwise, they might have included. That it shows it is impossible for human intellect. It is apaurusheya vishayam. Shastra alone is pramana. The fourth question he asks is, kasya etat sukham bhavati? To which individual? Etat, this means in that sleep, deep sleep, sukham belongs to whom? To which individual this sukham belongs? Or who is that experiences the sukham in the state of deep sleep? This is the fourth question. Then the fifth question, kasmin sarve sampratishtaha bhavanti. That means into whom all these they resolve finally. When does this whole world, objective world, will dissolve? Into whom it dissolves? When it dissolves, into whom? The pratishthita means resolve into whom? What is that adhishthanam? What is that adhishthanam means? When the sense organs dissolved, all these sense organs are resolved into something. And when they resolved, supported by what? They resolve. There must be some support, no, to lean upon. What is that? These are the five questions. In the first mantra, fully the questions part only. In the second mantra, the guru starts, that answers. No? First answer he gives, it begins with tasmai saho vacha, tasmai gargyaya. To that student, saha pippaladaha, the guru uvacha says what? He gargya yatha gargya, na? He gargya, listen to me, I am going to give the answer to your first question. Kani swapandan, who are sleeping in this body, na? Yet first he gives the example. Directly he can say, no, so and so are all are not awake. And cholalamena. So it shows the guru want to give clarity by giving an example. When we give example, it is very clear. So he begins that answer with the example. What example he gives? Sun and races. Marichayaha. Marichayaha means races. Arkasya. Whose races? Arkasya. Of that sun. What type of sun? Astam gachyataha. Astam gachyataha means the one sun who is setting. Astam means setting. Gachyataha means who is going towards that setting. What will happen? That sun's races, marichayaha, sarva etasmin tejo mandale eki bhavatina. Sarvaha marichayaha, all the races, marichayaha, etasmin is in this sun, in this sun who is setting etasmin arkasya tejo mandale. Tejo mandala means teja means prakasham, mandala means the globe, and then sun, the full that tejo mandale eki bhavati, they'll all become one. They all become one. Just as in temple also, people come different directions. In the main Garbhagriha, when they come, all four, five, six lines will become one line. Adi madri, the sun rays is all coming from different and join together, enter into one who is setting into the sun. That is the example. Again, when they will come, taha, marichayaha, again, taha means those races. Punaha, punarudayataha pracharanti. Punarudayataha means darkaha. The sun who is rising again. Punaha means again. Udayataha, rising. From that sun who is rising, from that sun again races. Will pracharanti means spreads, pervades. Pracharanti. Evam, in this manner. In this manner means above said example, just as the races join and sun setting, when sun rising again, races will come and spread. Same way. In the same manner. Evam. Havai tatu sarvam. Ha vai means indeed, certainly. This is evident for all of us. Similarly, tat sarvam. Tat sarvam means that all indriyas in artham. Tat sarvam means dasha indriyani. 5 + 5. Etat havai tat sarvam. Pare deve manasi eki bhavati. Pare deve. In that mind, manasi, in the mind, which is chidabhasa yuktaha, pare deve means sentient in artham. The supreme reflected consciousness is nothing but chidabhasa. Chidabhasa is the borrowed light from the consciousness. Just as the moon cannot shine by himself. Moon gives light, brightness. How? Borrowing the sunlight. And gives light to that whole and spreads his races. Similarly, all these, this mind also borrows the effulgence, chaitanyam from the consciousness. That shows pare deve manasi. Even though manasi is sukshvam, sukshma shariram, it is by itself jadam. Still, deve pare deve means in that manas which is endowed with reflected consciousness. Eki bhavati. All sense organs dissolved into that mind. Eki bhavati means become one. Eki bhavati means they stop functioning in earth. Avyaparaha bhavanti. Vyapara rahitaha bhavanti. What they do? They stop their job. Smelling, all these things is going to say. What will happen to these sense organs? Nothing will happen. What will happen? He says, tena tarhi eshaha. Tena means tasmat karanat. Tasmat karanat means because of that reason. Tenan, because of that reason. Tarhi, then what will happen? Eshaha purushaha, this person. Purushaha, you should not take it as Atma Sachidananda Swarupam. Purushaha means this person who is lying down on the bed. Eshaha purushaha, this person. Tasmat karanat means uparyukta karanat. Because his sense organs all are dissolved in the mind, therefore,
Tasmat karanat, this person nashrunoti, he will not listen. He will not listen. Sleeping, no? Not listen. Shrunoti means not listening. Na shrunoti means he will not listen. Na pashyati, he will not see. Not listening means listening function has stopped. Listening function totally snapped. No. Shaddam is going on, people are talking, everything is going on, night duty people are going, trains, flights are all going. But Nashrunoti, this person is disconnecting himself from the external world. Napashyati, eyes are also stopping their function, seeing function. Napashyati means he will not see. Who? This sleeping person. Na jigrati. Next sense organ, nose, you know, grana indriyam. He will not use the grana indriyam because it has gone into the mind. So he cannot smell. He will not smell. Na rasayate, rasana indriyam. All 10 organs he has to say. Na rasayate means you take the rasagulla and keep no taste at all. Na rasayate, he cannot taste. Or he does not taste anything, he does not see, he does not smell. And naspruṣate, touch, stvagindriyam. See, the first one, śrunoti undi, śrotrendriyam. Na paśyati, cakshurindriyam. Na jigrati, ghrāṇaindriyam. Na rasayate, rasaneindriyam. Na spruṣate, tvagindriyam. So all jnana indriyani over. Na abhivadate. Now he comes to karma indriyani. 5 + 5 kanaka cholaname. All karma indriyas, those sense organs of action also resolved. Na abhivadate means he will not speak. Na abhivadate. Amma, nimmadi. All other people are happy. At least in the sleep, no? Some people talk in the sleep also. That is a problem. So that's why our thungarara nimmadi veetla sila peruke. And over talking people, no, always create problem. If they sleep, nimmadi. Na abhivadate. Nadatte. Abhivadate is vagindriyam. Na adatte means pani indriyam. He will not hold anything. He will not take anything. Na anandayate upasthi indriyam. So he will not enjoy anything. External objects. Because of this and this I am very happy and I am nothing. Even he is sleeping, no, AC room, nice, Dunlop, you know, everything, are you happy? And he will forget everything. The bed, room, wherever, any comfort. Until you get sleep only, the comforts, you remember. Once you go to sleep, all those comforts will forget. Na anandayate. Na visrujate. He'll not, evacuation is not there. All evacuations, whatever visarjanam also will be stopped. That function also. Once you wake up only, you will go to bathroom. Not in sleep. In the sleep, they are all stopped their function. Visrajate. Payu indriyam. Payu karmendriyam. Na visrajate. Na iyayate. He will not move about. Na iyayate. Neyayate. He will not move your padendriyam. So, pada indriyam only will move. He will not move at all. Some people walk in the sleep also. Some problem. Somnambulism. So, walking is extraordinary. Some abnormal problems. Normally. Swapiti iti achakshate. Tada. Na, you have to supply. Tada. At that time. When his jnana indriyams, sense organs of knowledge. when his sense organs of action, all these 10 are resolved in the mind, people, tada, at that time, tada kadiyadange, you have to supply, adhyaharam. Tada, then, swapiti, sleeping, avar thungrar. People say, achakshate, the world, the people in the world, they say, enna irukkar avaru, avar thungrar, na. தூங்குறாரு என்ன அர்த்தம் இந்த 10 சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் ஆர் நாட் ஃபங்க்ஷனிங் அதனால ஐ கேன் சே ஹீ இஸ் ஸ்லீப்பிங் ஹூ சேஸ் பீப்பிள் ஆர் தட் டெல்ஸ் டு ஹிஸ் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் ஹே சௌர்யா சௌர்யாயினி திஸ் இஸ் த ஆன்சர் டு யுவர் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் க்வெஸ்சன் வாட் இஸ் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் க்வெஸ்சன் பகவன் ஏதஸ்மின் புருஷே காணி ஸ்வபந்தி ஹூ ஆர் ஆல் ஸ்லீப்பிங் ஃபைவ் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன் ஃபைவ் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான் நாலேஜ் ஆல் ஆர் ஸ்லீப்பிங் இன் த பர்சன் தென் ஓன்லி யூ கேன் கால் ஹிம் ஆஸ் ஏ ஸ்லீப்பிங் பர்சன் தட் இஸ் வை இன் கிளாஸ் ஆல்சோ இஃப் எனி ஒன் இஸ் நாட் ஃபங்க்ஷனிங் வை டு யூ சே ஸ்லீப்பிங் என்று சொல்லுவோம் So that is what happened many times in the class also. There is a possibility. Okay. Next, now the second question he is going to answer in the third and fourth mantras. What is the second question? Kani asmin sharire jagrati. What are the organs that are sleeping and afterwards? What are those organs which are awake? Which are awake? Jagrati means which are awake. Now he gives the answer for the second question. We'll read this third mantra. Pranagnyaha evam ஏதஸ்மின் புரே ஜாக்ரதி கார்ஹபத்யோஹவாம் ஏஷோ அபானஹ வ்யானோன்வாஹ் ஐ வில் ஸ்ப்ளிட் அண்ட் ரீட் வ்யானஹ அன்வாஹார்ய பச்சனஹம் யத் கார்ஹ்ய பத்யாத் ப்ரணீயதே ப்ரணயநாதாஹவனீயஹ ப்ராணஹம் தாஹவனீயஃ ப்ராணஹம் Since these two mantras are answered to the same question, better we will read the fourth mantra also. Yaduchvasa nishvasau Yetau ahuti samam Nayati tim Sa samanaham மனோஹவாவ யஜமானம் இஷ்டஃபலமேவோதானம் ச ஏனம் யஜமானம் அஹரஹ ப்ரஹ்ம கமயதி Both the mantras are talking about that those pranas which are awake in the sleeping person. Kani asmin sharire jagrati. Swapna kale kani karanani jagrati. At the time of dream, what are those karanams, instruments are awake? Are functioning savyaparaha bhavanti they are active
functioning. Swapnakale kani karanani jagrati or kani karanani vyaparam kurvanti. So, 1 and 2, 3. All these questions I said in the last class, they are all talking about or centered on the dream. So this is also centered on the dream only, the answer. So we have to see that. Here, the teacher is very, very imaginative now. Just directly they can say what is that which is awakened. But he goes very, very imaginative way and compares these pranas with fire. That's why he says pranagnayaha. Pranagnayaha. Before going to the word-to-word meaning, I have to give a little bit background, then it is easy for us to grasp. To offer anything, mainly rituals, one of the important thing is, the involved thing is fire. Fire ritual. Especially Shrauta karma, Vaidika karma. In that Vaidika karma, fire ritual is involved. That fire is, three types of fire is there. I have already explained previous classes a little bit, because this is the context. I have to give a little bit clarity about that. If we listen more, we will get more. No? Sthanu nikhanana nyaya madri. What are those fires? If I know them only, I can see how he compares these pranas to that fire. So highly imaginative here. So Agnihotram is that. What is Agnihotram? Offering oblations into the fire, into which you offer the oblations, is called fire. Adi Agnihotram. Who does this Agnihotram? A Grihastha does this Agnihotram. Grihastha does daily twice minimum. These are all not relevant for nowadays, but let us know what is what, how people do. There are some people, but very rare. Daily twice minimum, it takes 2 to 5 minutes. They say that ritual, if they do every day, Agnihotram, 2 to 5 minutes. 2 times in the morning, 2 times in the evening, they have to do Agnihotram. And the time of wedding, they kindle the fire. Once they kindle the fire, that fire has got a name, is called Garhapatyagni. Familiar than Garhapatyagni. The fire they have kindled at the time of wedding, the Garhapatyagni, finally they use that fire alone for that antyeshti samskara of that person when he dies. When that person who did that, kindled the Garhapatyagni, that fire continues until his death. Same fire they use to burn his body. That is a type of samskara to that jiva, that person. So antyeshti is that ritual with which fire they burn that person's physical body. It is called antyeshti samskara. That's why Grihastha is one who has to maintain that fire until death. Every day adhe. Irindinde irukkunuma. Garhapatyagni. It should not put off. No. At any time it happens, suppose, the Garhapatyagni, if it goes away, it is a dosha. It is a mistake. He has to do a prayaschitta for that. And they say, Shastra, what prayaschitta he has to do? So what he has to do? Again he has to kindle the fire. Where can he go? He cannot marry again. Once only he has got married, that's all. How can he get the fire? No, he has to go to that person who is already grihastha and who is maintaining that garhapatyagni. He has to go there and koncha enak kudungo thirupeni, he has to take that fire. Adukella thani rituals undu. He has to bring that fire again, he has to start. This is about the grihastha garhapatyagni. Whereas a sannyasi, while taking sannyasa, they leave that agni. They renounce that agni. If a grihastha is taking sannyasa, he leaves that agni. Or brahmachari means that samidhadanam agni, he leaves that. Once they left that agni, he is not fit to do any agnihotram. Because he has given up that agnihotram. So then this sannyasi dies, how his body, no? That process, everything, the death body, how they will remove? No? Not by burning, but by burying. They bury the body, sannyasi's dead body, because he is not having garhapatyagni. They cannot use that because he is niragnihi. So niragnihi has no fire. So therefore, they bury that body. Neither bury or they leave in the water. They put in the water the dead body of the sannyasi. Or if river is not there, what they do is some places they throw in the forest. The three ways they can do. They can throw either in the forest or leave in the water or they will bury the body. We may get doubt. Ivarku samskaram vendama appadiyana. Avar samskrutaha na. Samskrutaha. So tasmat karanat samskaraha na apekshitam. Because he is the one jnanagni has burnt all his karmas. That's why he has got purification. There is no need of any samskara for that sannyasi. Therefore, antyeshti is not necessary for sannyasi. So, idella solrenna and the garhapatyagniyoda importance. So, that garhapatyagni is one name. Then, the second one is ahavaniyagni. This garhapatyagni, whatever he is maintaining every day, from that he is not supposed to do any ritual. Again, he has to kindle some other fire from that ahavaniyagni, garhapatyagni, and that fire he has to use, he has to put in homakunda. Homakunda, they make note to do yajna. From this garhapatyagni, adakora ritual, he has to chant some mantra, and he has to take fire from that garhapatyagni, and that fire, with that, he has to put in that homakunda, then he can do rituals. Somayagam, any shravata karmas, lot of rituals he can perform. Idhi vandhi ahavaniyagni. Clear? Garhapatyagni is there continuously, adhi nityam. Akanda Ramanamam madri, nityam avadi irundhinde irukkom. In the ahavaniyam matram, thirupi after ritual is over, ahavaniya, the remaining fire is there, what you have to do? Again you have to take, put back into garhapatyagni. Whenever you want to do ritual, go and kindle the fire and do ahavaniyagni, homam, everything with that fire. Once it is over, the remaining fire of ahavaniyagni, you have to take and put into garhapatyagni. This is the second one. And the third one is called Dakshinagni, fire. Idi Trinachiketa Strivhitya Sandhihi ani Nachiketa Kathopanishadala Visa. No? Three fires. Panchagnaya nirkala. Five fires are there. There are three fires mukhyama namma inga cholarade. So we are going to see that later. This Dakshinagni, there is another fire. During performance, the ritual, what is this Dakshinagni? Avahaniyagni is that is which is in the front of the yajamana, the performer. It is in the front where he does oblations. This fire, Dakshinagni fire, is called Dakshinagni because this fire is in the right side of that person, Yajamana, who is performing the yajnam. This fire they keep in the Dakshina Hasta. Na, right hand side they keep, southern side and artha. Southern side, right hand side of that person they keep fire. Why this fire? What is the purpose of this fire? Na? In the Avahani Agni, இந்த ஹோமகுண்டன்ல ஏதாவது குக் பண்ணது போடணுமன்னா அதுலயே குக் பண்ணக்கூடாது. ஹி ஹாஸ் டு குக் இன் தட்சிணாக்னி. அண்ட் புருட் ஆசா அண்ட் ஆல் தே ப்ரிப்பேர் சம் கேக் லைக் வித் கீ அண்ட் ஆல் வித் ரைஸ் ஃப்ளோர் தே ப்ரிப்பேர் அண்ட் தே ஆஃபர் இன் தட் ஹோம. டு ப்ரிப்பேர் தட் ஹி ஹாஸ் டு யூஸ் சம் ஃபயர். ஹி ஷுட் நாட் யூஸ் ஆவஹனி அக்னி அண்ட் கார்ஹபத்ய அக்னி. இது ரெண்டுமே தொடக்கூடாது. அப்போ என்ன பண்ணணும்னா, இங்கே ஒரு பக்கம் தட்சிணாக்னி வச்சுக்கணும் முன்னாடியே. அந்த ஆகவனி ஆக்னி வந்து தட்சிணாக்னி வச்சுட்டு அந்த தட்சிணாக்னி ஃபயரில் ஹி ஹாஸ் டு குக். ஆஃப்டர் குக்கிங் தட் குக்குடு திங் விச் ஹி வாண்ட் டு ஆஃபர். எதுக்கோ குக் பண்ணக்கூடாது, காஃபியெல்லாம் சூடு பண்ணிக்கிறேன் அப்படியெல்லாம் பண்ணக்கூடாது. ஓன்லி டு ஆஃபர் ஆப்லேஷன்ஸ் இன் த ஹோமகுண்டா ஓன்லி ஹி ஹாஸ் டு யூஸ் திஸ் ஃபயர், தட்சிணாக்னி ஃபயர். Okay, don't think these are all irrelevant, Swamini, why you are talking. Because Pranagnayaha is the context. I have to say, this Dakshinagni has got another name. This is, that name comes here in this mantra. So without knowing, how can we understand this? Another name for this Dakshinagni is, which is the right side, Anvaharya Pachanaha. Anvaharya Pachanaha. It is called Anvaharya Pachanaha. Because that cooked offering in that Dakshinagni alone we are offering Anvaharya Pachanaha an per. Anvaharya Pachate iti Anvaharya Pachanaha. That is cooked. So okay, Dakshinagni. Now how many over? Garhapatya Agni, Ahavani Agni, Dakshinagni. Or Anvaharya Agni. Anvahara Pachanagni and you can take. Okay. Now the fourth factor when you do some yajna, apart from these three fires, the priest is required to do, so hota. When you perform, where there is ritual, fire ritual, who is important? Ritualist, no? The purohit is important, the priest is important, hotru. Hota means purohit or the priest. Who is that hota? What he does? Juhoti iti hota. The one who offers the oblations is called hota. The one who offers the oblations into the fire is called hota. This is the fourth factor. Okay, three factors. The fourth factor is hota, priest. The fifth factor is yajamanaha. இதெல்லாம் முண்டகோபநிஷத்தில் வைசா. லாங் லாங் எகோ, சோ லாங் எகோ மாதிரி. எஜமானஹா, எஜமானஹா மீன்ஸ் ஃபார் ஹூஸ் சேக் தீஸ் ஆப்லேஷன்ஸ் ஆர் ஆஃபர்டு. ப்ரீஸ்ட் இஸ் ஆஃபரிங் நாட் ஃபார் ப்ரீஸ்ட் சேக். ப்ரீஸ்ட் இஸ் ஆஃபரிங் ஃபார் ஹூஸ் சேக்? த எஜமானா ஹூ இஸ் த ஸ்பான்சரர் ஆஃப் திஸ் யஜ்ஞ, ஸ்பெண்டிங் லாட் ஆஃப் மனி ஃபார் திஸ் யஜ்ஞ. And who is going to reap the phalam out of this yajna? That is, he is called yajamanaha. Fifth factor. So yajamanaha is compulsory. Without yajamana there is no fire ritual. Without purohit there is no fire ritual. Fire ritual sonnale inda yajamanaru varuvaru, purohitanu varuvaru pinnadiye illamale panna mudiyadu. Therefore, next, sixth factor is, yajamana is performing, spending lot of money performing this yajna with the help of the purohit. What for? Phalam. That is the sixth factor. Phalam or punyam. Punya phalam. To get the benefit, the phalam, the ritual is performed. So, phalam is also involved. Punya phalam is also involved in this ritual, yajna. Now, seventh factor is, what punya phalam is going to get? Swargam. He gets swarga phalam. The goal gained with the help of that punya which is acquired through the yajna. Yajamana gets swarga. So seven factors are there. If in the seven factors, the main is the fire ritual, yajamana, purohita, punya phalam, swargam. இது எல்லாமே இப்போ கனெக்ட் பண்ணணும். திஸ் ஹூ ஆர் ஆல் வேக்கிங் இன் த ஸ்லீப்பிங் பர்சன், அவருக்குள்ள இதெல்லாம் அன்வயம் பண்ணணும். யூ ஹாவ் டு சீ த கனெக்ஷன் பிட்வீன் திஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் விச் ஆர் அவேக்கிங் இன் திஸ் அவேக்கன் இன் திஸ் ஸ்லீப்பிங் பர்சன் அண்ட் ஆல் தி செவன் ஃபேக்டர்ஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு டேலி. அது அதுதான் இப்போ ஜாப். ஸோ நவ் யூ சி வி கம் டு த மெயின் ட்ரீம் ஆல்சோ ஹேஸ் காட் தீஸ் செவன் ஃபேக்டர்ஸ். ட்ரீம் ஆல்சோ ஹேஸ் காட் தீஸ் செவன் ஃபேக்டர்ஸ். வாட் ஆர் தோஸ் செவன் ஃபேக்டர்ஸ்? லெட் அஸ் சீ. பிராணாக்னயான் prana itself is compared to agni. Pancha pranaha are called as pancha agnayaha. Pancha pranaha called as pancha agnayaha, five fires. Now this is the comparison. Apana prana we take first. Apana prana is compared to கார்ஹபத்யாக்னி. பஞ்சாக்னயா ஏவ ஏதஸ்மின் புரே ஜாக்ரதி. ஃப்ரம் தேர் ஒன்லி யூ ஸ்டார்ட். ஆல் தீஸ் ஃபைவ் பிராணாஸ் அலோன் ஏவ இன் திஸ் பாடி அஸ்மின் ஏதஸ்மின் இன் திஸ் ஸ்லீப்பிங் பர்சன் புரே. புரேன்னா நகரம், சிட்டி. இங்கே என்ன நகரம், சிட்டி என்ன? பாடி இட் செல்ஃப் இஸ் கால்டு புரம். இன் தட் புரம் மீன்ஸ் இன் தட் பாடி. புரே சப்தமி லொக்கேட்டிவ். இன் திஸ் பாடி ஆஃப் திஸ் பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் ஸ்லீப்பிங் பஞ்சாக்னயா ஜாக்ரதி. ஆல் ஃபைவ் பிராணாஸ் ஆல் அவேக்கன், ஆல் ஃபங்க்ஷனிங் அர்த்தம். ஃபங்க்ஷனிங் கார்ஹபத்யாவா ஏஷா அபானா. சி, now the garhapatya agni, the first fire is compared to this apana. Apana prana which is functioning in the human body is compared to that garhapatya agni of the fire ritual. Apana air we can take, it's called apana air. Apana vayu, apana vayu means apana, the air that which goes inside. When you breathe in, it goes inside. Inhalation. When you inhale, that vayu air goes inwards into your body. That is called apana vayu. It is equal to garhapatyagni. Same apana vayu, when it comes out excretory vayu, it is called pranaha. Ahavani agni. Exhalation. So apana has got two names, inhalation and exhalation. Because same apana vayu which has gone inside, that alone comes out. When it is coming out, different name. What is that name? Pranaha. That prana is compared to ahavani agni, second fire. Prana is compared to ahavani agni. When you try to see that garhapatya and avahaniya, garhapatya is that fire, this is how the similarity, na, that is kindled and placed in one place, no, kindled and placed in agni kunda separately. Like this apana vayu also kept here inside, no, like in a body part kulla apana vayu kept, like garhapatyagni. So one place you have to preserve, no, that fire garhapatyagni. Chumma apdi kaathula vida mudiyadhe. One place you have to keep. And them from that, which you have kept that garhapacha, from there only what you have taken? Ahavani Agni you have taken. Adi madre, from apana prana, apana only, again it, prana comes out. Just as you have taken out the Ahavani Agni from Garhapatya Agni, similarly, from Apana Prana, which has gone inside, we have kept, that from that Apana Prana, you take Prana. From Apana Vayu, you take Prana. That which comes out, exhalation. That is called Prana. The air comes out as exhalation is called Ahavaniya Prana. The air goes inside Garhapatya Apana. Okay? Two over. Innu five irukku. So Garhapatyava Apanaha over. That Vyana we'll see later. Yet Garhapatyat Praniyate Pranayanat Ahavaniyaha Pranaha. That's what I have explained now. Adi chollamana mantram padicha unnume priyadu. What he says here, people other says, yet garhapatyat praniyate. That fire which we have taken out from garhapatya. Garhapatyat, from that garhapatyagni, praniyate, taken out, pranayanat, the source. What is the source for Ahavani Agni? Garhapatya Agni. That is Pranayanam. Pranayanam means the source. The source for whom? Source for Ahavani Agni. What is the source? Garhapatya Agni. That is Pranayanam. The source is Garhapatya Agni. From that, Ahavani Agni has been taken out. Therefore, it is Ahavani Agni. Adhe Madre, the source of Prana, the exhalation is coming. What is the source? Apana prana. Inhalation pannamal, exhalation panna mudiyuma? Some students know when they come to yoga class, Kapalabhati, they do. How can you do exhalation, simple exhalation? And the gap you have to inhale. And the exhalation is called prana. Without apana inhalation, you cannot do exhalation. They struggle to do like anything, no? That exhalation. Kandi pudichi illa lodappa nee aha garhapatya agni pannano aha ni agni pannano solla venda avashyame illa avan upasakan illiye idella upasakanukku da. Okay, see, sleeping dreaming is like an yajna. Just as a fire ritual, seven factors are there. Your dream, whole dream sleep compared to yajna. Daily you are doing yajnam. We are all doing what? Daily yajnam. Munnadi ella prana agni hotram ane sonna saapadada yajna hotram ane sonna ipdi innor yajnam kuda add pannukonga eppadiyadhu vaidika yajnam ella pandrade illa namo. Okay, that's why in Shivamanasa puja aatmaatvam girija mati sahachara prana shariram griham పూజాతే విషయోపభోగ రచన నిద్ర సమాధి స్థితి. నిద్ర తూంగరే ఒక యజ్ఞం పూజ నెంచుకో అని చూడరాడు భక్తన్ శివనికి. నా పూజ పండదల్లా తెలియదు, నా తూంగరది కూడా ఒక పూజ విధానం అని నెంచుకో అన్నా. అది మాదిరి ఇప్పుడు నమకు ఎన్నెన్నా శ్రౌత కర్మ అదెల్లా ఎప్పో విట్టుటాం, ఎంత జన్మాలో విట్టుటాం నమకే తెలియదు. అగ్నిహోత్రం ఎల్లామే வீட்டில் விளக்கு வைக்கிறதே தீபம் வைக்கிறதே பார்க்கறதே கஷ்டமாக இருக்கு நிறைய பேருக்கு வீட்டில். ஸோ அப்படிப்பட்ட நமக்கு என்னென்ன டிசப்பாயிண்ட் ஆகக்கூடாது இல்லையோ, அதுக்கு தான் உங்களுக்கு எல்லாம் நித்திர எல்லாம் யக்னந்தாம்மா சொல்ல நான் சொல்லலை. உபனிஷத்து சேஸ் சி எவ்ரி ஆக்ஷன் இஸ் ரிச்சுவல். ஸோ தேர்ஃபோர் யத் கார்ஹபத்யாத் பிரணீயத்தே, நவ் திஸ் சென்டென்ஸ் இஸ் கிளியர், பிரணீயத்தே பிரணயனாத் ஆஹவனியா பிராணா, பிரணயனாத் ஆஹவனியா, தட் ஆஹவனிய அக்னி வீ கேன் கால் இட் ஆஸ் பிராண. திஸ் பிராண கேன் பி கம்பேர்ட் டு ஆஹவனிய. ஓகே, நான் வாட் எப்படி திஸ் வியான மத்தியில் நிற்கிறாரு. வியான அன்வாஹாரிய பச்சனா, அன்வாஹார பச்சனா, வாட் இஸ் த செகண்ட் நேம்? தட்சிணாக்னி. இப்போ இந்த தட்சிணாக்னி வியானா இஸ் கம்பேர்டு டு தட்சிணாக்னி ஆர் அன்வாஹாரிய பச்சனஹா.
how logically Shankaracharya proves all this in his commentary. And other sub-commentators go on writing, and they bring from Chandogya at the time of Gayatri how this fire, it works, they say, the Kshinagni, all these things, their description comes there. In the Hridayam, நமக்குள்ள ஹிருதயம் இருக்கு இல்லையா, அந்த ஹிருதயத்தில் பஞ்ச துவாரம் இருக்குமா, ஃபைவ் துவாரம்ஸ், சித்ரம் சொல்கிறார், ஃபைவ் ஹோல்ஸ் மாதிரி, ஆர் ஃபைவ் என்ட்ரன்சஸ். அந்த ஃபைவ் என்ட்ரன்ஸில் ரைட் சைடு என்ட்ரன்ஸ் தான் அந்த தட்சிணாக்னி. இந்த வியான பிராணம் போய் அந்த தட்சிணாக்னி அந்த ரைட் சைடு துவாரம் மூலமாக இது, இட் கோஸ் டு த பாடி, நான் பர்குலேட் இன் டு த பாடி. தட்ஸ் வை they turn right side, always they say right side. I used to tell to my yoga students, from shavasana you turn right side. Many students used to ask me, why we have to turn only right side, why not left side? I used to give so different answers, because left side is heart is there, it gives more pressure on the heart, don't turn, turn right side, so your food will digest properly. edho sonnitirundha idella padichinadhukku appuram adha nijama answer ippu kadikiradhu enak. After studying from Swamiji, then later, a few years before, I come to know why right side we have to turn. Never get up straight away. Turn right side and get up. Yena blood circulation nalla varum. Enakku andha dakshina andha five dwarams lo dakshinama right side direction irukkira dwaram moolama da indha vyanam, which is the circulatory system, the blood flows from the hridaya. அந்த ஹிருதயத்துக்கு ஃபைவ் ஹோல்ஸ் இருக்குமா, அந்த ஃபைவ் ஹோல்ஸ் ஃபைவ் என்ட்ரன்சஸ் மாதிரி, அந்த ஃபைவ் என்ட்ரன்சஸில் தட்சிணமாக இருக்கிற எந்த என்ட்ரன்ஸ் இருக்கோ அந்த என்ட்ரன்சஸ் மூலமாக இந்த வியான பிராண ஃப்ளோஸ் இன் டு த ஹோல் பாடி. அப்படின்னு ரைட் சைடு தூங்காதுங்கோ, ஏது சொன்னாலும் கஷ்டம். லெஃப்ட் சைடு கூட ரைட் சைடு இஸ் த சிக்னிஃபிகன்ஸ். ஸோ தட்சிணாகினி எப்படி ரைட் சைடு வச்சுட்டு அது மூலமாக குக் பண்ணி அதில் ஒன்று ஆஃபர் பண்ணுறோமோ, இந்த வியான பிராணம் கூட அந்த ஹிருதயத்தில் வந்து தட்சிண துவாரம் மூலமாக பாடிக்கு வரும். அதனால இந்த வியான பிராணம் அன்வாகாரிய பச்சனாக்னா. ஸோ தட்சிணாக்னி லாஜிக்கலாக இருக்கு. ஆ ஓகே, மூணு சொல்லணும் இல்லைன்னா சங்கராச்சாரிய கோபம் வரும். ஸோ திஸ் இஸ் கால்டு நவ் ஒன் மோர் இஸ் தேர். இப்போ ஹவு மெனி பிராணாஸ் ஓவர்? அப்பான பிராண வியான ஓவர். தென் சமானா, த சமான பிராண இஸ் கம்பேர் டு, இட் இஸ் நாட் தேர் இன் த மந்த்ரா. யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை சே தேர்ட் மந்த்ரா ஓவர். வென் யூ கம் டு த ஃபோர்த் மந்த்ரா, தி சமான பிராண கம்ஸ். ஸோ செகண்ட் ஆன்சர் இஸ் கண்டினியூட் இன் த ஃபோர்த் மந்த்ரா ஆல்சோ. What is the samana prana? Yat uchvasa nishvasa nishvasau. Breathe, inhalation and exhalation, uchvasa nishvasau, yetau ahuti samam nayati iti saha samanaha. Samana prana is that which brings the balance between the apana prana and prana, mukhya prana. Inhalation and exhalation has to be maintained properly. அதுக்கு தான் பிராணாயாமம். புரியுறதா இப்போ? எதுக்கு பிராணாயாமம் பண்ணுறோம்னா சமானமாக கொண்டு வரணும். இப்போ இந்த சமான பிராணா அந்த ரிச்சுவல் ஃபயர் ரிச்சுவலுக்கு யார் சமானம்னா, இந்த மந்திரம் சொல்லலை, யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை ஹோதா. ஆச்சாரியா ரைட்ஸ் இன் ஹிஸ் பாஷ்யம் அண்ட் அதர் காமெண்டேட்டர்ஸ் ஆல்சோ எக்ஸ்பிளைன், திஸ் ஹோதா இஸ் த ஒன் த ப்ரீஸ்ட் புரோஹித் distributes all the oblations into the fire equally. Eppo fire varadho nalla all this jajvalyamanama irukkumbodhu he offers, which side he has to offer, right side ah left side ah indha corner ah andha corner ah enge offer pannanum seriya offer pannanum. Who does that? Hota. Just as the purohit hota offer the oblations uniformly properly, to whom what to offer also avarku theriyanum. அது மாதிரி இந்த சமான பிராணா இஸ் தட் பிராணா டேக்கிங் கேர் ஆஃப் மெயின்டைனிங் திஸ் அபான பிராண அண்ட் பிராண.
So both are apana and prana, both are maintained by the samana prana. That's why it is called samana prana. Then udana prana is there. Udana prana is compared to punya phalam. Punya phalam. Then yajamana we have to see. And then the swargam. Who is that? Manas is yajamana. Chalra edhuku suspense paavom. Manas is the yajamana. Just this person goes into deep sleep and gets sukham. That is like swarga phalam. And gets up in the morning. Tetam bhuktva swargalokam vishalam kshine punya. He will also wake up and comes out. More in the next class. Konja suspense irukkanam illaya. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.